The band have seen a rough cut of the film. They've never seen it finished. They've not seen it mixed or graded. So I'm a little bit scared, and I'm hoping that they're pleased with what we've done. And you know, I mean, ultimately, we've built a cinema in here tonight because we realised the demand for tickets was going to be so high that there wasn't a cinema big enough in Manchester to fill it. So, you know, that sort of says everything, really.
What was the most fun part about working on this?
The most amazing thing that happened was actually seeing them live, because as a kid, I was a massive fan, but I was from a tiny little place, Uttoxeter, and you know, I never got to see any of the important gigs. I never got to see them play live. And that night in Warrington, I was like 17 again. It was unbelievable.
Why do the Stone Roses have such an impact on their fans?
I think part of it you can't quantize, and I think the other big part of it is that they were taken from us so young. It's like they were in their prime, just got going with the first album, and then they ended up in this legal battle for years and years and years, and so it was almost like they never got to fulfill the prophecy. Everyone felt cheated. Everyone was like, we want them back, and all members of the band, that's all they got asked for the last 20 years. Are you ever going to get back together?
What was the most difficult thing about making this?
When I write a film, even though I improvise, I know what I'm doing. Roughly, I've got a story, and with this, I was kind of literally at their mercy, and I was also petrified, because they were my heroes, that basically I might make something that they didn't like. So when I showed them the rough cuts and they liked it, and they loved the parts where the fans, and they loved how involved the fans are in the film, because it's not just about the Roses, it's about people like me who fell in love with them 20 years ago. And so when I saw that they loved that stuff, I knew that we were probably going to be okay.
And you got to spend a lot of time with them. What was the most surprising thing about them?
The tea list. They had a you know, obviously everyone's saying to me, you're going on tour with the Roses, you're going to be in Lamborghinis, there's going to be all kinds of, you know, hallucinogenic drugs floating about, you know, you're going to be throwing TVs out windows. And when I got there, they had a list of basically all the cups of tea that they had, and Ian Brown turned me on to Lady Grey tea. So that it was beautiful in a way, because, you know, I got to experience a rock and roll lifestyle, and I could cope with it because it was mainly revolving around nice cups of tea.